Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Crosby, the steal, and the score! Sir Sidney with a snipe! 3-1.
Pens are 5-2, and tonight they take on the defending back-to-back champion, Florida Panthers. Brad Marchand, that little rat, was back in Boston the other day crying like a baby. That guy is such an ass. He's going to run around tonight. Big test in the early going for these Pittsburgh Penguins. There were only 13,000 and change there the other night. Large, wide swaths of empty seats. And I never tell people how to spend their money. It's not my place. I haven't gone to a Penguins game this year, so I'm not going to cast stones. I'm not going to say, hey, shame on you for not going. Shame on you for not trying to enjoy Evgeny Malkin's final season, or one of Sidney Crosby's final few, or Chris Letang making history now with 600 assists. I'm not going to do that. But I am going to ask the question, what will it take for you to buy in? This is their best start they've had in years. Malkin's drinking out of the fountain of youth. Sidney Crosby's Sid. You've got Ben Kindle and Harrison Brunick, who could potentially be some of the faces of this franchise moving forward. They're playing great hockey. How about that partial breakaway that Brunick broke up the other night? How about Ben Kindle? He's driving play at 18 years old. They need to keep these guys up for the remainder of the season, by the way. You've got young melded with old. They're winning. They're getting solid goaltending. They're doing the rotational thing. They've got players in the bottom six that are competing for spots, and they've been systematically sound in front of their own net, which is something we haven't been able to say in like a decade. What will it take you to buy in? What will it take you to purchase a ticket? What will it take you to go to PPG Paints Arena? 412-928-9370. For me, you got to be doing this around Thanksgiving. It's too small a sample size. Analytically, they're playing well. Eye test, they're playing well. They're a fun team to watch. They're playing better than the sum of their defensive parts. That's for damn sure. They're playing physical. Their bottom six is playing better than I thought it would. If they're doing this come November, late November, I'll buy in. And I would hope that Kyle Dubas would buy in as well and augment this roster if necessary and move off his spot and change up his plan a little bit. But we need to see them play a dozen or so games, at the very least, to think that this is for real. And I think tonight's a massive data point for this club. I know that Florida's banged up, but if you win the game, if you play well, it's a feather in their cap. So what will it take for you to buy into the Penguins? 412-928-9370. I find myself really excited to watch this team play, though. Like, I'm going to try to enjoy every moment of it because it is Malkin's swan song, and how much longer will we have Crosby playing at this high a level? And I'm trying to soak up all the Brunick and all the Kindle. Hopefully they don't get quote-unquote demoted.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.